Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio listeners out there. This is Lily 44, your personal cheerleader. I hope all of you enjoyed your Christmas, and I will say it now, and I hope you're looking forward to a great new year. I'm excited tonight because I'm one day away from my trip to Texas to celebrate New Year's Eve with some friends. I hope all of you will do the same. Bring the New Year's in with a breath of fresh assurance that maybe this time you can make it through. Those of you who pray, make sure you thank God that He has given you another chance to show your stuff and to appreciate what He has done for you. With that said, I would like to get started on our discussion tonight. You can call in at 347-677-1749 with any questions or comments. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, I was curious about the origin of New Year's resolutions, and in my research, I found out that New Year's resolutions go all the way back to 153 BC. The Romans believed in a mythical king by the name of Janus. Janus was believed to have two faces, one to look in the past and the other to look into the future. During this time, the Romans would exchange gifts and acts with their enemies for forgiveness. They made Janus the beginning of every calendar. Thus, the word January came into place. I thought that was a good bit of history there. So, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. I would like to just name some that I found that were very popular at this time. There was lose weight, get fit, eat right, quit smoking, get a better job, get a better education, reduce stress overall, reduce stress at work, take a trip, save money, get out of debt, and volunteer to help others. Those are just a few of goals we could think about taking on this year. Now, as you know, your New Year's resolution doesn't have to come from this list. You can make up your own personal goals instead. For example, I write books. My goal is this year's to at least get more of my books published before the year's out. Now, when we return, we'll discuss how to set goals which are reachable. I will now introduce some authors that I met and myself also with some books that we have coming out or already are out. When we come back, we'll discuss how we handle our goals, okay?
Another subcom to look out for is Sophie Jones, the novel Twisted Lies and the Lies Untwisted. In Twisted Lies, Gina and Robert Roman live the perfect life, lots of money in the bank, and a beautiful home, the perfect distance. And they both have wonderful careers. Dina tried to hide the guilt she feels after she spends one night passionate with a sexy stranger, while Robert tried to hold in every lie that he's been keeping from Dina for years. Everything begins to crumble as friends and lovers, strangers, become entangled and twisted lies.
That's one of the books. It's called In Twisted Lies, and it's by Sophie Jones. Lanam, I would like to describe a couple more books to you, please.
Another that the wounds really healed. This book contains the stories of three beautiful and strong African-American women who have made a great impact on my life as a mother, soldier, and real true friend. The thought of them allowing me to tell their stories and my words is so amazing. The silent tears that Diane Tracy and Kimberly have shed down through the years have turned into tears of victory and triumph, never realizing that they have one bond that will forever mold them together.
Having a little technical difficulty, please bear with me.
In The Lies Untwisted, we find Dina Roman faced with returning home to Robert. Robert's business has become even more successful, and Zena has a new job, new attitude, and renewed faith in her husband. Robert is delighted to have her home and caters to her every want and need. As now that Zena has shared a pregnancy with him, the two prepare to become parents. Although she has a pregnant girl, Zena still lives under a cloud of doubt and twisted lies. Find out what happens to Zena, Robert Kendall, and see how the lies are untwisted.
You read my diary. Now what? He walked into the kitchen and slammed the book on the countertop. The picture of the woman on the front reminded her of all her secrets that were held inside. Carefully sitting with the cups on the saucer and watching the scene in a haze, she looked at the book. Where did you find my book? She asked absentmindedly. That is a damn stupid question, he answered angrily. You had no right searching through my stuff. I was looking for a t-shirt. Oh, really? Sure you were. I never go through your things. That was one of our rules when we got married. I told you I need a sense of privacy. I see why you're so private. Carnell looked away. She was both ashamed and angry. Her whole life story had been revealed on purpose by her nosy husband. How does your garden grow? This book asks and answers the following questions for you. What type of garden are you? And are you ready to take the pledge? Let's talk about growing a garden of success. You will need tools, seeds. We would need to avoid stumbling blocks and determine what type of gardener are you. Tools such as faith, self-esteem, confidence, and perseverance. Seeds to grow are true to yourself, positivity, trust, empowerment, knowledge. Stumbling blocks can be you, friends, family, your husband, wife, or significant other. And choose the type of gardener you want to avoid. A needy gardener, a lazy gardener, a messy gardener. This book is just one of the sources of motivation to allow you to break out your comfort zone and make things happen for yourself. Anthony P. was starting to get nauseated from the smell of the straitjacket. The fabric seemed to tighten against her sweaty skin. The voices in her head told her to scream out loudly to get the attention of the nurses. She knew she couldn't take another chance and receive another day in here. She wanted to go back to her room. She wanted to go back to her books. She needed her freedom again. The voices were trying to get her to do something crazy, like bite the straps into her gums bled. She needed to feel something. She rolled over on her stomach as though it would stop her hurting. She hadn't eaten since yesterday. The voices told her not to eat the food. It was poisoned. Deep inside, Anthony P. knew she shouldn't have attacked the nurse. She didn't mean to bite Nurse Wilson's cheek. She could still taste the blood in her mouth. The voices told her that the nurse was trying to kill her by smothering her, when in reality, Nurse Wilson was just fluffing her pillow.
As you can see, those are the upcoming books that me and some fellow authors are working on. Some of us are self-published. Some of us have our own publishing companies that we're working with. Please stay tuned for more on that. Back to our discussion on how to set goals which are reachable. Let's talk about success rates, which there was a research done that showed that while 52% of the participants in the resolution study was confident of success with their goals, only 12% actually achieved their goals. Men achieved their goals 22% more when they engaged in goal setting, a system where small measurable goals are used, while women succeeded 10% more when they made their goals public and got support from friends. This comes from a Quokeology study that was taken. So it shows that it's better to set small, measurable goals than big ones. You won't feel so overwhelmed or even more obligated to meet your goals. We learned that sometimes life changes and it can interrupt our goals, such as financial problems, breakups, or even a death. It can make us stop and catch our breath. Even if these things happen, after taking your breath, gradually get back into your goal and make it happen. Allow a great support system to develop for you, and don't forget to become someone else's support system. Sometimes it's hard to go it alone, but if you have to, I believe you can do it. I will recommend you to read How Does Your Garden Grow? By Arzanda Cherry. It will shed light on how to set goals and what to do to achieve it. Goals can be our ticket to our own success, and all we have to do is buy into them and make them work for us. Whatever goal that you choose, make sure you take in consideration what goes along with making that goal happen. Sometimes we can be so overwhelmed, as I said earlier, that we lose focus on what we really truly are trying to do. I truly believe in small goals. If you start with the small ones, then the big ones slowly but surely can come into play and they can be successful and you can meet those goals. I say this, conquer your weakness, capture your self-esteem. I always say, defeat is for the weak. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in at this time at 347-677-1749. I would like to hear your comments, and if you were not able to call in, please take time out to email me and give me some feedback on my shows. I consider myself still a baby in this business, and I'm hoping to get better as I go along. I haven't decided to schedule my next show yet, but it will be coming up, I'm hoping that you can listen in on it. I'm trying to find different ways of allowing and letting people know, contacting and communicating with people to let them know my upcoming shows. You can also, if you have any questions, you can email me at sensible64@yahoo.com. You can also catch me at www.tagged.com/SelitaMcCall. You can catch me at www.iccolor.com/ArzandaCherry. You also can contact me or email me or leave me a comment on my website, or just check my website out, arzandacherry.com. I'm hoping, and I will say this again, I'm hoping all of you, cheers and Happy New Year. I'm hoping you have a happy, a prosperous, and healthy New Year's. I'm going to cut my show short tonight because I have to get on the road in the morning, and I'm hoping this little segment will help you out in some way. Like I said, please feel free to give me feedback. I've given you the following addresses, your websites that you can get in contact with me. Leave me a message. I also have some videos on my icycolor.com/Salita McCall website. Excuse me, Arzanda Cherry. I get my names mixed up. Arzanda Cherry, can you go on there, check out the little videos that I put on there from time to time, and give me some comments. Like I said, take time out to email me. I want to thank all my friends that I've met since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. I'm hoping to gain more through this year because I'm going to try to dedicate more and more of my time to my radio show because I find that it's very important. And I'm hoping more listeners are able to listen to what I'm saying, and I'm hoping it's informative for others. Look forward to being your cheerleader for 2009. I would like to say good night, my Blog Talk listeners, and have a wonderful evening. I'm signing off. Thank you.